to keep you cool through the night. Discover the best version of yourself at Heston's, 44 Rue Giuffredo in Nice.
It's time to rediscover the splendid hotel rooftop in the heart of Nice. Come and relax after work with a breathtaking 360-degree view over the city. Enjoy an aperitif and cocktails, or a delicious dinner from our refined menu with the possibility to privatise your space. Spa treatment available and live jazz every Saturday. Find out more at splendid-nice.com.
10 to 9.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Where were you yesterday?
Morning, working very hard. Where were you?
I was working very hard. Come on, you were down Cafe Spice, weren't you?
I think Cafe Spice is closed, unfortunately, dare I say it. A victim of the pandemic.
RAC so, Club?
No.
Day trip to Butlins?
None of the above, it has to be said.
Right, well, at least Friday's amongst us, best day of the week.
Ooh, very nice. And it's France against Spain today. I know they were
France, come on,
by
wake
Switzerland,
up.
Switzerland, weren't they?
Switzerland against what Spain.
I know that. I'm only joking.
Right, you want to start off being crude, do you?
Crude prices remain elevated this morning as the UAE reportedly pushed back on a proposed production increase from Saudi Arabia and Russia that would have seen the cartel at around 400,000 barrels per day each month between August and December. Today comes as crude markets tighten as demand recovers from the pandemic lows. Supply remains constrained and inventory levels have been falling. Crude up around about 50% year to date. Brent trading around $76 a barrel this morning, the highest level in more than 2 years. UAE wants its base level to increase after its production capacity has increased over the course of the past couple of years. OPEC Plus Group will reconvene today, expected to announce a deal with some concessions to the UAE. The cartel, I think, will be keen to maintain its discipline and control of the market. The deal is also expected to include the extension to the expiry of cuts into December 2022. Investors, of course, watching crude prices very carefully, fearing rising energy prices could stifle the recovery by increasing costs for businesses and consumers and stoke inflation, forcing central bankers to hike interest rates.
What's black and shoots out to the ground at 100 miles an hour, screaming knickers?
Go on.
Crude oil.
Oh, dear. That is poor, even by your standards.
Oh, sorry, so you didn't like it. Now, it's all about the non-farm payroll numbers today. US markets were quite buoyant yesterday.
Yeah, they're in reasonable shape, and Wall Street cyclicals also leading the way, helped by stronger data. Manufacturing expanded at a solid rate in June. Applications for state unemployment insurance fell last month to a fresh pandemic low. S&P 500 up 0.5%. You say it's all about non-farm payroll reports today. We've been talking a lot about inflation. Remember, the Fed's got a dual mandate. Second component of that is maximum employment. Despite the recent slowing, we've had a couple of disappointing non-farm payroll reports. The US labour market has recovered remarkably over the course of the past year. Go back to April last year. Remember, unemployment was at 14.7%. We look for the US economy have created 625,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rates ticked down to 5.7%. Average hourly earnings come in at plus 3.6% year on year. We think the labour market will continue to recover during the course of this year as economic conditions normalise. Got unemployment at 4.6% at the end of this year, 4.1% at the end of next year. Remember, pre-pandemic, unemployment rate was 3.5%.
Would you mind finishing your breakfast before you come on the programme? You've
not
got
that.
Bacon stuck in your teeth or something.
I tell you what it is. I just had a bowl of this Rude Health muesli, which got a lot of nuts in it, and it seems to take all the moisture from your mouth, basically.
No, it really makes you salivate, that stuff.
It's really weird.
Yes, you have to try and eat it at least an hour before broadcast. Okay.
Yeah. I'll remember it in future, but it's good stuff, but it does impact you, as we said.
And is the dragnets closing around Donald Trump? What do you think?
Well, the legal procrastination's playing out. I don't want to say too much about this because I haven't really followed it too carefully and don't really have a legal opinion on these things. But the legal authorities certainly looking into the workings at the Trump Organization, pressure on you could argue he's number one lieutenant, and whether that will escalate into pressure onto the Trump Organization, we'll have to wait and see.
And Labour hanging on to Batley in Spain, which will be good news for Keir Starmer.
Finally, some good news for the embattled Labour leader there. It was a close call, actually, wasn't it? There's the tight number of
300 votes.
Yeah. I thought I saw the headline number on that. Yeah, it was close to call. So after a few disappointments, nice for the Labour team to notch up a victory there. And yes, wait to see how it plays out on the broader perspective as the recovery plays out.
Well, that's two by-election defeats in a row for the Conservatives as well, isn't it? They lost the Amersham and the other one, the Liberals one.
It's not unusual, of course, midterm for by-elections to go against the government. Actually, they've been relatively close, probably closer than you'd expect, given the fact that the problems the country has been facing. So every sign that it's still relatively secure, the Conservative government.
OK, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.38 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.18. You can get €1.16 for your British pound this morning.
You firing up the barbie this weekend, or is it going to be raining?
I think it's all right today. I don't think it's great the rest of the weekend. Of course, our focus will be, is it England, Ukraine? When is that, tomorrow?
What are you asking me? You don't know.
I think it's tomorrow. Well, I should ask you if you're English. I know.
The other day, you were accusing me of not being a proper England supporter, and then you don't even know who they're playing.
They're playing tomorrow, I think, against Ukraine. So we'll be watching that in the Potts household at some stage.
Right, enjoy.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too. Talk to you Monday. Hank Potts and Barclay.